I just got tired and walked away. I had a whole lot of jobs in my hand like that and walk away. People may look at something and say, what is happening here today is your green card people. They will all get into a room, say three or four people in one room, and they save their money, and they get less paid than in American people. They will save their money, and they will get, say, maybe buy a home, or maybe own a business. You see, their business is all over, because they helping themselves. And we are black persons, people have to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, we used to. We don't anymore. We used to.
Yes, a long time ago.
Because I remember when we lived in the Bronx, that people, neighbors used to look out for each other.
Right, right.
But that changed in the 80s. That changed, like, at the end
I'm
of the
I'm going to tell you something. Now, I don't know whether you want me to put this on record, but I'm going to tell you something. When Martin Luther King marched and said, one day little black girls and white boys going to be holding hands, that went so far, but not the way it should go. You understand what I'm saying? Because you take my Marinette, you don't see no black kids on Marinette Avenue working. They're all white kids working. You understand what I'm saying?
The only ones are in the movie theater because Marsha hired them.
Right. And Edward Walter at. Okay? Only place on the Marinette hires black people. This whole time. And what is this minute you're going to walk on whole hands with little white girls and white boys? What kind of holding hands? Now, you, the real black kids out here, they go to school with the white kids. White kids got a job and they go make money. Now they take their money and go buy whatever they want, $60 sneakers, whatever they want to do with their money, because their mother and father has a job. Most of the minority women don't have no husband, they got children. The children go to work. They got to bring some of that money in the home for food and for rent and for clothes and things. So their five friends ask them, why you got to give your money to your mother? Why can't you go shop with us to the mall? Because I had two grandkids that already said that. Then my friends want to know, how come I got to take my money and give it to my mother and can't go to the mall and spend
my money?
You understand? Mm-hmm. So when you out here with these white kids, it's like we don't have anything to do. It's like the white kids like to have their families to go home to with their friends, and the little black kids hang around the streets with nothing to do. And they get pissed off with the parents because they got to take the little money they work for and give some of it to their mother for the house. Okay? Okay. All right, before, the mother did get a welfare check. She don't get no welfare check anymore. Okay? There was a myth going around that welfare people don't want to work. That was a bull. Welfare people didn't want to work because they didn't give them a job. All right, remove you from the welfare and give you a job, and it doesn't take care of you. They don't make enough to support you with. If you're going to take somebody out of welfare, you give them a job that's going to take care of them. But it don't, and the children have to work. And then they say, oh, those black kids in so much trouble. Those black kids, it's the environment. Who made the environment they live in? The environment they live in, because in the Marinette, most of the black kids got them in a place called the flats over there. They live over there, okay? They have to work. They help their mother finance in the house because they can't get welfare anymore. And they can't get food stamps anymore. So how are they going to eat if they don't work? But yet and all, they got to go to school with kids that, but when they do work, it's like a for a pleasure thing for them.
Right.
You know that?
It's just for fun, to make extra money.
Right. When a black kid goes to work, it's not for fun. It pisses them off. And they go out and they get in trouble. You know what I mean? They get in trouble. They don't know who to be. They'll tell you, I love my mother. Well, I love my mother.
But they're angry.
They're angry too. But they're angry at the mother and who? They're angry. They're just angry. And people not realize why they're angry.
Because the kids don't really realize why they're angry. They know that they're angry, but they don't know what for.
Yeah. If you're going to work, you're going to spend your time not having fun and you go to work. You like to take that money and go out and buy what you want to buy with it. You don't want to take that money and mom meet mom at the door and give her most of it.
So do you think that in this country, like in the last 30 years, that like race things have changed? Like the problems with black and white people in this country?